Hello, and welcome back to the Polymath Podcast with Miss Nisha. This is Season 2, Episode 2, and today we will be talking about beautiful redirections. So most of us know of the term rejection. We know that term very well. But did you know that rejection can sometimes be redirections? And not only can rejection be redirection, but it can be beautiful redirections. And so today we will be looking into some of the instances personally, you know, and just in the Bible, how some things that we saw as rejection actually turned out to be beautiful redirections. So over the years, I experienced many disappointments in the working industry, whereby I was treated unfairly by those in authority who were abusing their power. It went as far as them terminating me because they were not fond of me. However, in retrospect, there was always a beautiful redirection. And even in the story of Joseph, we see that Joseph was rejected by his brothers. Right, he was rejected so much so that they sold him, and before selling him, they literally thought of killing him. But did you know that their rejection of Joseph was a divine redirection for his life? It was a beautiful divine redirection for his life. The short experiences I had while working at a Jamaican restaurant and at a preschool, both of which I was terminated from, gave me all the experience I needed to start my own businesses. Both experiences were necessary for me to hear the complaints of consumers, see the gaps in management, and experience toxic work culture that needed to be changed. These prompted me to create mitigation plans for my very own businesses so that those problems would not be named among them. Today, I am the proud owner and operator of Faith House Foods, a faith-based food establishment currently operating as a bakery. Also, the Anointed Math Tutor, an online-based math tutoring program created to assist K to 5th grade students. This is not to imply that God is going to give you businesses in the industries that rejected you. While it is possible for God to do so, this example is just to encourage and remind you that God does not waste experiences. He will sometimes make you uncomfortable to get your attention. He will even cause others to reject you, to redirect you to where he needs you to be. So we know that a typical work environment includes the employer, employees, and then consumers on the other end. One of the limitations that exist is that a typical worker does not have much say in the decision-making process of the company, since most workplaces have a centralized decision-making system. If you have ever experienced job termination or any disappointment in the place where you thought your purpose was, do not be dismayed. What may look like a disappointment to you may be a beautiful redirection in disguise. Your ability to transform someone's workplace is limited by the amount of room they give you to do so. I like to expound on that just a little bit because many of us, you know, the Lord has called us to entrepreneurship, and I think it's one of the riskiest things to do because this is where you're giving up sure for unsure, right? And you may even have that goal and that dream in your mind, and you're so passionate about it, but at the end of the day, revenue doesn't start coming from a new business by the snap of your finger. No, it takes hard work and toiling and marketing for your business to actually become known and for it to start generating revenue. So we know that entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart. If the Lord has called you to the marketplace to operate successful businesses, you will not find much satisfaction working for people until you yield to God's direction for your life. And that is so true, because God has placed so many great business ideas within us. But many times we think that these ideas are there to help to improve the workplaces that we're currently serving in or currently working in, when what the Lord has given us is something brand new, something for us to, you know, build from the bottom up. While it is totally possible for the Lord to give us a vision to help improve the work environment that we are a part of, the truth still remains that many of us are lagging behind in toxic workplaces, trying to ascend professionally when the Lord wants us to take the leap and start our own businesses. There are people out there who would dread getting up in the morning because their work environments are unhealthy in every sense of the word. Yet, they get up in the morning and drag themselves there because they do not have another source of income if they should resign. This is an unhappy and unhealthy way to live. And I do not believe this is what God wants for his children. If you're currently listening to this podcast and this is your reality, let me use this opportunity to inform you that your source of income is on the inside of you. Let me repeat that. Your source of income is on the inside of you. You only need to tap into it. The longer you sit in those unhealthy workplaces expecting things to magically change or for management to see your potential and promote you, the longer you will suffer from their toxicity. Management may never see you as the treasure that you are, but it is for you to know how valuable you are and to act upon it. I am sure that those who terminated me did not understand the treasure they had in their presence. They did not understand the greatness within me, but it was not for them to understand anyway. And sometimes we waste time trying to get others to be as convinced about our vision as we are, but they weren't the one who God gave the vision to. You were. And so I want to pause there for this week. The title for this episode is Beautiful Redirection. And so it's just a reminder for us to see rejection as beautiful redirections and put it into the hand of the Lord so that he can show you what direction to take. At the end of the day, the Lord is the one who has the final word. Again, this is the Polymath Podcast with Miss Nisha. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to like, share, subscribe. I'll see you on the other side.